From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. A bill that would tax ammunition in California gets its first legislative hearing today. The measure's been proposed despite calls from Democratic legislative leadership to restrain from creating new taxes. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
Democratic Assemblymember Roger Dickinson says this tax would be different. The bill would impose a 5-cent tax on each bullet or ammunition item. The money raised would go to a school-based early mental health intervention program that was cut from the budget last year.
I don't think we necessarily need to start taxing everything, but I do think there are selected and targeted areas where it makes sense.
But Sam Paredes with Gun Owners of California says such a tax would be unconstitutional.
The state cannot select an industry and impose a special tax on them if it places an undue and unfair burden on the exercising of a constitutional right.
Because it's a tax, it would require a 2-thirds vote in the legislature. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
A new report shows the lowest-income families in California pay the largest share in state and local taxes. The California Budget Project says that's true even when tax increases on the wealthy from Proposition 30 are factored in. Families with an average income of $13,000 pay more than 10% in state and local taxes. Families with incomes of $1.6 million pay 8%, according to the study. Chris Haney with the California Budget Project says low-income families pay more despite the fact that personal and corporate income taxes are designed to affect the wealthiest individuals.
Between the loopholes, the credits, and the ways that people can circumvent those taxes, they still don't keep up with the tremendous rise in the wealth.
Haney says corporate profits in the last decade have increased by 412%, while personal income has increased 30%. Find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.